When I looked at it, when I held it in my own hand, I first couldn't trust my eyes. It's emotionally quite charged, such a moment. And, you know, these are very, very special and extremely rare moments in one's life.
If studying Bach's music is your life's work, imagine the thrill of holding music by the old master that had been neither seen nor heard in almost 300 years. Harvard University's renowned Bach scholar Christoph Wolff had that experience in 2005 with this long-lost music. Christoph Wolff shares the story of this discovery, and we'll hear the music coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. Johann Sebastian Bach was a meticulous record keeper, so we know quite a bit about the life he led from 1685 to 1750. But it was also 300-odd years ago, and the capriciousness of history has led to the loss of much more. For all we do know about Bach, there is much more that we do not. Christoph Wolff has been the leading scholar on Bach's life for many years, digging through old archives and libraries, fleshing out the knowledge we can rely on to paint a picture for us of a man whose music has influenced history like no other. We have a conversation with Christoph Wolff coming up later in the hour. Also on the program today, you'll hear the cantata number 112, Der Herr ist mein getreuer Hirt, or The Lord is my faithful shepherd. You'll find a translation of the text of that piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also listen to this and past programs on demand, and find more resources to make your own personal Bach discoveries. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. The music Bach wrote for the cantata number 112 is partly based on a Lutheran chorale tune called Allein Gott in der Höhe sei Ehre, or To God Alone on High Be Glory. Here is one of the 9 preludes Bach wrote on that chorale. Jacob Street is the organist in a live performance at First Lutheran Church in Boston. Thank you. To God Alone on High Be Glory is the name of the chorale on which Bach based this organ prelude. And it was performed here by Jacob Street on the Richards Fouks and Company organ at First Lutheran Church in the Back Bay of Boston during the church's annual Bach birthday celebration in 2013. That same chorale tune provided the basis for parts of the cantata number 112, Der Herr ist mein getreuer Hirt, or The Lord is my faithful shepherd. It's a work Bach wrote for the second Sunday after Easter, linking it thematically with Psalm 23, known universally by its first words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The shepherd in this cantata, though, is not the usual image of a calm, peaceful fellow with a lamb in his arms. From the outset, there's a heroic, even majestic quality to Bach's shepherd. It starts with a horn duet that, to my ears, sounds something like the heroic music Handel wrote for Julius Caesar about 5 years earlier in his opera of that name. But it's not long before Bach asserts his own voice through a Lutheran chorale. It's an exhilarating opening and brings an unexpected perspective to those words, "The Lord is my faithful shepherd, he keeps me in his protection." A calmer voice follows in an aria for the alto that equates pure, refreshing, and restorative water with the Holy Spirit. In the next verse, the bass soloist reminds us of walking through the valley of darkness and the trust and faith the divine inspires in the believer. Then those qualities take on a musical form in a march-like duet for the soprano and tenor that brings back the heroic sound from the opening chorus. The piece ends with a chorus built on the same chorale we heard in that organ prelude from First Lutheran Church. Remember, you can find a complete translation of the text for this piece when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here is a performance of the cantata number 112, Der Herr ist mein getreuer Hirt, or The Lord is my faithful shepherd, with soprano Catherine Fuge, alto William Towers, tenor Norbert Main, and bass Stephen Varco. They're joined by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists and conductor John Elliott Gardner here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Im finsteren Tal, im finsteren Tal, fürcht ich kein Unglück. Und ob ich wandert im finsteren Tal, im finsteren Tal, fürcht ich kein Unglück. Und ob ich wandert im finsteren Tal, im finsteren Tal, fühlt ich doch kein Unglück. In Verfolgung, Leiden, Trübsal und dieser Weltentücke. Denn du bist bei mir, steht ich nicht, dein Stab und Stecken.
Oh, my God.
Cantata written for Good Shepherd Sunday, based on Psalm 23. Bach's Cantata number 112, Der Herr ist mein getreuer Hirt, or The Lord is my faithful shepherd. You heard it performed by soprano Catherine Fuge, alto William Towers, tenor Norbert Main, and bass Stephen Varco, along with the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists and conductor John Elliott Gardiner. Here is a concerto for three violins by Bach. The soloists include Gottfried von der Goltz, Petra Müllions, and Anna Katharina Schreiber with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra.
Thank you.
This concerto for three violins is a reconstruction of a piece that's been lost to history. It's based on Bach's later concerto for three harpsichords. The performance you heard featured violinists Gottfried von der Goltz, Petra Mulians, and Anna Katharina Schreiber, all with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. Sometimes it's possible to reconstruct Bach's music based on evidence and other source material, but there are still times, three centuries after Bach's time, when brand new, previously unknown works by Bach turn up. Dr. Christoph Wolff teaches at Harvard University and was for many years the director of the Bach Archive in Leipzig. He spent the better part of his life researching, writing about, and teaching others about Bach. And he described for me one of those moments of discovery.
In 2005, one of the researchers from the Bach Archive came across an aria which we had no idea that existed. It was a birthday piece for Duke Wilhelm of Weimar, Bach's employer, dated 1713. It's a printed poem, and the appendix is a manuscript in Bach's own hand. You know, it's 12 stanzas of new music by Bach that we had no idea that existed. So this is perhaps the most spectacular musical find, especially since it's in Bach's own hand.
What must the feeling be like to, because you have looked at this manuscript in Bach's own hand of music that was unknown until 2005. What is the feeling like when you
Well, it's hard to describe. I mean, I didn't find it, but I know when I looked at it, when I held it in my own hand, I first couldn't trust my eyes, but then, you know, it's emotionally quite charged, such a moment. And, you know, these are very, very special and extremely rare moments in one's life.
Professor Christoph Wolff describing the feeling of encountering a newly discovered piece of music by Bach in 2005. It wasn't long before musicians got a chance to bring this music back to life on the concert stage, probably for the first time in around 300 years. Here's the first recording of this work, Alles mit Gott und nichts ohne ihn, or All Things with God and Not Without Him. Ellen Manahan Thomas is the soprano soloist with the English Baroque Soloists and conductor John Elliott Gardner.
Wir wundern wir.
Three of the 12 stanzas of Alles mit Gott und nichts ohne ihn, or All Things with God and Not Without Him, a work by Bach that was newly discovered in 2005. Ellen Manahan Thomas was the soprano soloist with the English Baroque soloists and conductor John Elliott Gardner. Remember, you can hear this program again anytime at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.